Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's a lot of confusion and rumors out there about marijuana. Let's clear that up with some science. Fact, our brains are still developing until age 25. And using marijuana before then can actually cause changes in our memory. That's because THC, the active chemical in weed, attaches to receptors in the hippocampus, the part of your brain that creates memories. And memory problems can affect every part of your life. So whether you vape, smoke, or use edibles, it can affect your brain all the same. Learn more marijuana science at unfazedva.com.
Goldilocks Productions presents the Wings of Grace Inside Show. Connect with your loved ones through the show host, Reb Debbie Dean Spear.
This show is proudly sponsored by Jimmy Mack,
renowned medical intuitive and spiritual life coach. Visit www.jimmymackhealing.com.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Wings of Grace Insight. It's always wonderful to be here with all of you again and survive another magical week. And I don't know about you, but I don't feel like I've ever prayed so much in all my life, helping people with their healing and figuring out where their place is. And it's all good. It always is, but it's not always good and fun. But I'm grateful for the universe lifting all of us up and showing us the way in our life and our direction of where we're going. And I thought maybe I would start with the astrology for the week. Today, Thursday, Mercury follows the same trend on Thursday, May 28th, when it exits rational Gemini and passes into emotional Cancer. Mercury in Cancer is known for its intuition, perceptions, and feelings instead of being in your head. And Mercury in Gemini, communications will be coming from your gut because Mercury's turning retrograde next month. Hooray, our favorite! And this sensitive side of communicating will be extended until August, 3-week tour. And the negatives of Mercury in Cancer are lots of tears and a pouting type of passive-aggressive silence. So I guess this is a really good time where we're cleansing and releasing. That's what I see tears as. So as we step into the new week, can you believe it's going to be June? Oh my gosh. This week's action starts on Wednesday, June 3rd, when the Gemini Sun merges for a once-a-year conjunction with Venus. And this Sun-Venus meetup adds charm and a great deal of charisma to relationships. But this year, Venus is retrograde and its charms are focused on the past. The high point of the week is in the Sagittarius full moon lunar eclipse on Friday, June 5th. And the eclipses like to travel in pairs. And this is one will be followed by another in about 2 weeks. The full moon is on the power point in this month when the Sagittarius moon is fully illuminated by the Gemini sun. But the eclipse means that this year's Sagittarius full moon will be dark as it passes into the Earth's shadow. And every full moon is at the highest point in the lunar cycle and represents completions and endings. And the Sagittarius full moon is traditionally a time to complete adventures in foreign lands, finish up degrees from school or higher learning, and be awarded for sports or honors and fulfilling religious desires. Go ahead with any completions this month, but because the intense alignment of this eclipse is not a favorable day for important events or signing life-changing documents, try to hold off on those actions until next week. This year has two eclipses in Sagittarius, and this week's lunar eclipse at the Sagittarius full moon and solar eclipse on the Sagittarius new moon in December, this is a sign of significant beginnings and endings this year for those folks with Sagittarius prominent in their natal chart. And if your birthday happens to fall on June 5th or a day before or after it, this could be a super important year for you. Watch out for tempers rising on Saturday, June 6th, with the annual Sun-Mars square and the super competitive, hot-headed, and angry energy this square can bring could make you want to use a shovel to kill a fly. Too funny. But, you know, there's been so much fog for everybody where they can't see things clearly, but I feel that it's all clearing and that we're being shown our new direction of where we really, really want to go. So I'm grateful to move forward. I don't know about you, but I'm ready. I'm ready to move forward, and I'm looking to the best things that are yet to come. So let me take our first caller. We have area code 720. I think that's Scotty. Hello.
Oh, Reverend Deb. How are you? Hi, Reverend Deb. How are you today? Hello, everybody.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're a little quiet today. How am I sounding?
You always sound wonderful, Scotty.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Always.
Thank
well,
you.
Let's see. You're welcome. You're welcome. Well, as I open the door for spirit, they're showing me vitality with you. And I feel like there's new opportunities that you're creating, and you're going to be pleasantly surprised as spirit opens these new doorways for you. You're really busy juggling, I feel. And are you thinking of joining a circus or being a clown, Scotty?
Oh, my gosh. I think just the whole morning was nothing but juggling.
Mm-hmm. Me well, too. You're not alone.
Yeah, it's been a mover and groover this morning for sure.
Hasn't it?
Yeah, just you know, a lot going on. I'm doing a whole bunch of things today, but yeah, it's been a lot of juggling for sure.
Oh, how well, it's a good thing though, you know. And
it is.
I feel spirit is empowering you, Scotty, and I just see illumination with you. And I feel that you're promoting clarity and focus, and it's going to help you to open the appropriate channels of communication and self-expression without having anxiety or being in your mind analyzing everything. I feel that you're manifesting your creative ideas, and they're going to physically form for you, and you're going to see the doors opening up. And I feel this is a win-win for you. So stand strong in your beliefs of what you're really wanting, and you're going to see how the angels are manifesting things. How wonderful.
Awesome.
I feel it's like a new foundation with you, and you just feel very secure and sustained and balanced. I feel there's just so much unconditional love around you. Just keep being who you are, you know? Just
okay.
Keep being who you are, Scotty. You're so important for all of us. You really are.
And you're just such a generous soul, and I feel that the universe is lucky to have you here. So God bless you.
Well, thank you so much, Reverend Deb.
You're welcome. Was there anything you wanted an answer for? I didn't even ask you. I'm sorry.
I think your exciting moving forward thing. I've been eyeballing or really researching moving to Kauai or So I've been
wow.
Yeah, in fact, I just did a resume right before this call, so I've been scouting this for a while. Yeah,
my friend loves it there.
Oh yeah,
one of my friends lived there. She moved here to Florida, and she moved back there. She had moved here from Hawaii, and she went back because she missed it. It was sewed in her soul, you know. I call it Rock Island.
it was for me 2 years ago. I was like, I will be back, Hawaii. I will be back. And I was like, do I really need to get on that plane? But I just want to get my adventure down there. And
good for you.
I just feel really at home there. Just something about it.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And, you know, I've been doing meditations with the Light Warriors, and a lot of them live in Australia. And it's just very empowering. They've been having free meditations every day that you can join in with. And, you know, it ends up being like 7 o'clock at night our time. And even 2 in the morning, because of our time difference. But it was very, very magical sitting with them and learning and helping to lift the light all around the world. So God bless you, Scotty, and thanks.
Yeah, I would love to be a part of that. So I'll email you, and then
I'll hook you up.
Okay, I will.
You will love it.
So cool. I love those type of events. So I will. I'll send you an email, and thank you so much.
Good. You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Have a great day, Scotty.
You as well, for sure.
Love. All right. Thank you. Okay, our next caller is 818. 818, hello, how are you today?
Hi, good morning. This is Carolyn from California.
Hey, Carolyn.
Hi.
Hi, California.
I'm doing fine.
It's moving, huh?
Yeah, it's a beautiful Thursday.
I'm just
happy to be alive. Yes.
Well, I know what you're saying. I've been out running out and about today. Getting all the kids that are graduating. I've been dropping off balloons and presents to the kids because they're not having graduations, you know.
Right.
So trying to do extra stuff for them.
Yeah, and they all appreciate it. They have to be graduating. Anything done for them, they're open to it. So I'm happy for them.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm open to spirit and any message that I need to know.
Okay.
And
well, as I open the door to spirit, there's an aunt here in spirit.
Okay.
And What's interesting is she's showing me the witch's tarot, which look like playing cards. Does that mean anything to you?
No.
She's showing me, they look just like, they're called witch's tarot, where it has a picture of a witch on one side, they're like a deck of cards. They use them for reading for people. And this Anne is showing me these cards. So maybe she had them. I don't know. But she said each of us need to do ourselves and let everyone else do themselves. And she said there's a lot of changes that are coming your way, and it's really important that you're sticking to your work or whatever it is you're manifesting in your own personal life. Because I feel there's wonderful new beginnings for you. And she's saying to listen to music and let all the heavy energy roll off your shoulders, because I feel this is a time for your heart's desire, but you have to work kind of hard to make it happen. You've been talking about what you want to do, but you haven't been doing it. And Spirit says, this is your time to shine. And I feel that you're going to take a short trip somewhere within the state. And when you come back, everything will fall into place. And it'll make perfect sense to you. They're saying, be aware. Be aware what rises up in your consciousness. Because I feel this is your time where you're connecting with spirit, not just to loved ones, but to all beings in all realms, including yourself. And when you can understand the connection, then you're going to let go of the fears of isolation or separation from somebody, because you're going to realize the true immortal nature of your divine soul. And I feel spirit's opening this door up for you like a graduation. Where it's like having a new set of eyes. You're seeing everything totally different. Totally different. So God bless you.
Thank you for the message.
You're very welcome, Carolyn.
Awesome. Okay, that's a beautiful message. I will pay attention.
I'm sorry?
I said I will pay attention to this message. Thank you.
Yeah, please do. Because this is your time.
All right.
This is your time to wake up.
Okay.
Oh,
thank you.
All right. Well, God bless you.
Okay.
Have a great day.
God bless you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thanks. Our next caller is 727. Hello, 727. How are you? Hello, 727. How are you?
Hello. Hello.
Hi. Hi. How are you doing?
I was just calling in to monitor, see what's happening. I didn't really have anything to say.
Well, would you like a message, Everett?
Do you have a message maybe for my wife?
Sure. Let me see if she wants to come in. Well, you know, first, I'm laughing because there's a grandfather here with you, Everett. And he said, I've been here longer, and he wants to let you know that all of them are together in the world of spirit, and they've been working to help you because you're really missing your wife. I know. Your wife's name was Joanne.
Yeah.
Am I right? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Everett, I met you before. How nice to talk to you.
No.
And Joanne is around you, and you're really missing, like you cut off your right arm when she went to spirit. You know, you're really missing her. And she's saying, don't you know our hearts are so together as one that there is no distance between us? And she's working really hard in the world of spirit so that she can come back and work with you. And she said, it's so important that our service continues. She said, there's a lot of healing that needs to be done there on earth. And I feel she's going to come and work with you, Everett, and the two of you are going to continue to inspire people just like you did when she was here. Okay?
Good. Good.
And I feel it's really, really important, you know. But we're healing your heart. We're healing your soul. We're strengthening you because you had a false sense of security doing everything with her, and you don't realize how grand your power is. Do you have healing circles? Do you still do that? Because I feel it's really important.
We started back up.
I want to tell you to continue. Oh, are they coming back up? That's wonderful.
We started again.
Wonderful. I feel it's very important for you to be doing that. Do you still do sound bed healings and all that stuff like you used to do?
Yes, we do. I do.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we'll have to reconnect and I can send people your way there. Because I know that was wonderful. It's been a lot of years since we were together.
I wanted Joanne Spirit to work with me.
She will. She plans to. She plans to. And, you know, sometimes when Spirit has them go to the spirit world to help in the spirit world, it's so that you will be empowered to step into your light and allow Spirit to open the doors. And I feel this is going to be a win-win situation before it's all said and done for you there. And don't give up. Give over. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
And is there a cat? She's showing me a cat.
We did have one.
Well, she still has them. The cat is with her in a world of spirit.
Okay.
And she's showing me this cat here with her running all around her legs, rubbing up against her. And he wasn't necessarily that way here on Earth, but he was, like, so happy to reconnect with her, which I'm sure you can understand there.
Yeah.
But I'm so happy for you, and you just keep opening up your heart, okay?
Okay.
And
thank you very much.
Many wonderful things yet to come for you, too. So God bless you.
Okay? Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And my website, you can write to spiritualdeb@gmail.com.
Okay.
And my number is 727-433-3896. Or I'm on Facebook as Wings of Grace Spiritual Center Church.
Okay, great. Okay. Sherilyn gave me your information. This is my first time on.
Oh, good. Wonderful. Well, I'm really grateful to share your energy. And I want to tell you to honor your life cycle, because there's wonderful doors that are opening up for you. And I feel it's important that you nurture your dreams, because Spirit is opening these doors up for you here and now. And
okay.
I feel when June and July comes, you're going to see the doors open for you. And then everything will start making more sense for you. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
God bless you. You're so welcome. God bless you. Thank you for sharing your energy. My pleasure. You're welcome. Our next caller is 727. Joni. 727.
Hi,
hello.
I wanted to know if Spirit had a message for me today, maybe an encouraging message. I'm just pretty melancholy the last few days, and I don't like it.
It has to be encouraging. Oh, that's terrible. Oh.
Maybe, I don't know, message.
Let's figure it out.
Oh,
Nana's here. Nana's here. She's dancing around like we're dancing at a party. Dancing around. And you know what? Your dad is here twirling her around like they're dancing together. That is so funny.
That is so funny.
She says, "You never thought you would see this, did you?" And she said, "But here we are. Here we are," she says. And that is so funny. And
oh, my God.
You're
going to
be taking a trip out of the state sometime soon in the next 3-4 months. There's a door that's going to open for you. And you're going to see that everything is starting to flow very freely for you. And even though your emotions are pulling it every direction, Spirit
yes.
says, don't be so critical of yourself, okay? They want you to let go of the past, because it's not even an option in your life anymore. It doesn't even matter. They want you to be here and now, so that you can see the glory and the gifts that Spirit is putting together for you. Okay?
Okay.
And I feel that this is a wonderful healing time in your life. And Spirit says you have to tap into your joy, because the treasures that arrive like gifts from heaven may be of the Spirit, or they may be of the earth. And Spirit says, connect to your joy. They said, you know, that's that gift that you give to everybody every day, whether you're just talking to them on a phone or you meet them in a store or on the street. You are always giving people joy, and they want you to receive what you're giving out.
Oh,
okay?
Thank you.
How nice. No, thank you.
That's so nice. Thank you.
I feel this
thank
is
you.
A time of rebirth for you. Okay, and you're
okay.
going to be pleasantly surprised how Spirit is bringing everything together to you, and I feel you're going to be stronger than you've ever been, and you're going to know your strength and your power as Spirit takes you to a whole new understanding. So God bless you. I'm so excited for you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you. You
you're
made
welcome.
My day.
Good.
Bye.
Good. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. Okay, our next caller is area code 863. Hello, 863. How are you today?
Hey, Reverend Deb. This is Julia. I'm doing well. How are you?
Hi, Julia. I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful.
Wonderful.
Let's see what Spirit has for you today.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, I see you very happy and lighthearted. And Spirit says you're taking responsibility. And as you step into the month of June, Spirit says you're going to see your wishes being granted. They want you to let go of past emotions that no longer matter in your life. They're saying from darkness, everything's going to light. And I see you very happy-go-lucky. And Spirit showing upset where you don't feel at peace in your home. And I feel that they're giving you a vision to see how you want to change things, how you want to make things in your life, okay? And as this opens up for you, it's going to get easier and easier, and you won't have to second-guess yourself anymore as Spirit shows you the journey. And, excuse me, there's a mother vibration here with you, but I also feel a grandmother. Is your mom still on the earth plane? Because she feels so
yeah.
close around you. She feels so close,
yeah, my
but there's a grandmother.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Well, my grandmother was
here.
Like a mother. She raised me, so it is
yeah.
sort of mother-grandmother. So you're right.
Yep.
But yeah, my mother's still here.
That your grandmother's telling me, I am the mother. She's going, I am the mother.
Yes, yes,
that
she definitely
so
was.
And she is so proud how far you have come. And she says there's new beginnings, new doorways that are being opened for you. And she says very soon you're going to have a new understanding of how Spirit is bringing everything full circle to you, and you won't have to second guess yourself anymore. Okay? And Spirit says, remember what you asked for, because this is a time where Spirit's opening the door and you're being handed free and clear exactly what you want. So God bless you. God bless you. How
wow.
wonderful. How
yes.
wonderful.
Wow.
This,
well,
this is
so
your
funny.
Time to shine. This is your
Thank
time
you.
To shine. You know? And I also feel Whew. There's healing with your mom, not to make you worry about her. There's nothing to worry about. But Spirit's just showing me that there's healing with her. And I feel it's a win-win situation for her. So God bless you. God bless you.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny
you're so
you
well.
Said about letting go. You said about letting go of emotions. And just this
yes.
morning, I sat down, you know, with a tablet of paper and pen, and I just wrote down everything that I wanted to release. And then I went in the kitchen and burned it. And,
oh, good.
A couple. So, yeah, it's just funny that I was just doing that and then you mentioned it. So it's like, thank you. Yay. So,
confirmation.
Then,
you already knew it.
Yeah.
You already
knew it. Yeah.
How wonderful. And, how wonderful, Julia.
Well, the second part about, you know, asking, you know, for what you want. A couple days ago, I had taken a bottle of water and peeled back the label, and inside the label, I wrote, like, love and joy and confidence and
oh,
acceptance
good.
And happiness and,
yeah.
you know, beauty and peace. And today, I opened up the bottle, and as I took a sip, I said, like, I'm taking in love. And then I'd take another sip and say, I'm taking in joy. And so I'm trying to make it, like, you know, I'm inviting it into my personal, you know, into my
soul.
Body and to my soul
good.
And my spirit. So yeah, thank
awesome.
You. That kind of affirms.
You're very
I did have one quick question, something that's kind of, you know, it's like it's always in the back of my mind.
Okay.
I wonder about love. I wonder, you know, will I, you know, have love, like a love relationship, you know, again in my life, you know, this go around.
Romantically?
Yeah, romantically. Yeah, like
a
life partner.
Do you want to get married?
I don't know that I would get married again, but I would like to have that partnership, that relationship, and just let it be, okay, you know, whatever it is. But, I mean, never say never, but it's like, you know, I was married for 30 years. So like, you know,
oh, wow.
I kind of was already there once. So,
well,
you know,
it,
I've been single
like
for
a while. Never replace his shoes.
Yeah. But,
you know?
Yeah, but I would still like to have a romantic relationship, you know, at some point in my life. And I wonder, you know, will I have that again?
Well, I believe you will. And part of it you might not be aware of is that, is that you're realizing you would like it, but you haven't told the universe you would like it. So you need to be open to receive it. You understand? So start opening your heart, Julia, and let the universe know, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. Let's open the door and send the person that loved me as much as my true love will love me. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised what you attract in your life. I really do. So God bless you, Julia. And probably by August, you're going to know what I'm talking about. So
wow.
God bless you. And you could be married
awesome.
Again, but you just have your mind made up not to.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Well, thank you.
So,
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the confirmation. So,
yeah.
Thank you. You too. Thanks so much for taking my call.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right.
Our
bye
next
bye.
Caller is area code 847. 847, hello, how are you?
I'm having a great day. How about you?
Very good.
Good.
Very, very good. Yeah. So, is this Kathy?
Yes, it is.
How nice.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Yeah, if
do you have
any
questions?
I usually always have a question about money flow, but I'm trying to just release that thought and let the universe help me.
Oh, I thought you would tell the universe, no, 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 I don't need prosperity. Just send it over to Reverend Debbie. See how good my prosperity works?
Yes.
I just say, just send me everybody's.
You've got many people sending you theirs.
Oh. You know, Kathy, you feel so overloaded, and there's such a bright light from you. And I feel like you're in much need of fun. And I also feel that you're in much need of meditation. And I feel you're a truth student, and you're really good about being connected to spirit. But I feel like there's a lot of hidden talents you haven't touched on yet, you haven't opened the door to yet. And spirit is saying, shine, shine, shine. And these doors are opening up for you so that you will move forward in your life and accept the gifts. And I just feel that it's unfolding, unfolding, unfolding as spirit's blessing you. And in the next 2 weeks, you're going to get unstuck and you're going to understand what I mean. Spirit says your money's going out faster than it's coming in. Just say, why don't you turn your hand right side up to receive instead of letting it all fall out of your hand. And you're going to see that you've had prosperity and abundance the whole time. It's like you're giving it to the universe instead of keeping it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And that's a good thing, too, because what we put out, we get back. But I feel there's eternal love being given to you, and that the light of love, you know, from our heart and our soul, that this is an eternal light around you, and that spirit is helping you to re-manifest exactly what you want. It's like it's a time of rebirth for you. And I feel like these heavy-hearted situations are being released, let go. You no longer need them. And I feel that this is a spiritual rebirthing that you're going through and a birthing of your true self so that you can make room for more joy and fun and playfulness in your life and more prosperity, too.
Okay.
Why not? How wonderful.
Yeah.
And spirit is showing this compassion.
Meditation will help me.
It will. It's the very best gift they ever gave us to ourselves. It truly is. So find your pot of gold in the middle of your meditation there. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Sure. And enjoy this wonderful week. What's left of it, it's flying. It's flying.
Yeah, we may have stop having rain here up in the Chicago area. So
that would be nice.
Yeah, we've been almost floating away. So
wow.
Yeah, wow. We've had, 11 or 12 inches of rain in the month of May? And we're supposed to normally have about 4. So
yeah.
We've had a lot of water around.
What? There's been a lot of places flooding, too, with water, having too much water.
Yeah.
Up north, and even Miami had flooding. So it's happening everywhere. I guess it's time for clearing. So.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling, Kathy.
You are welcome. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. I plan to.
It's on the schedule.
Yes, it is. Okay. And our next caller is area code 714. Area code 714. Good afternoon. How are you today?
Fine. You, Debbie? Blessings to you.
Good. Thank you. Who's calling?
Diana.
Oh, Diana. I'm sorry. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I can recognize your voice.
I just found out yesterday a friend of mine just crossed over, not of the COVID, just unexpected, and he wasn't even sick. So I'm just pretty sad. His name was Carlos, very good friend of my mother and me. And young.
Oh.
He was only like early 70s.
Yeah, just a baby. Just a baby. A lot of people are crossing over right now. It doesn't have to do with the virus thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're resupplying all the angels on the other side. They must have a lot of magical things happening. And let's see if Carlos is going to come today. Well, there's family members here with him, and they said they're getting him ready to go to angel school. And he's going to be in angel school for like a year, getting things finished up and settled before he can come and work with us here on the earth plane. That's what happens when we cross over. We go to angel school and get acclimated. And he's telling me that it was no surprise that he crossed over. He said it's the most wonderful experience he ever had. He's very blessed. He didn't have no pain or suffering. He said, don't feel bad for me. And he said his life was very blessed being here on earth because he had good people in his life. And he worries about your mom.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
He worries about your mom. So he said, I have to study very hard in school so I don't leave her alone so he can get back here to watch over her and help her. But she's going to be all right. We don't have to worry about your mom. But he's very grateful for who you are, and he said, you need to pay attention to your own gifts spiritually. And he says there's going to be three doorways are going to be opening up for you, and then you're really, really going to understand where you're going from here, what you're doing, what you're wanting to manifest. And I feel this is a win-win time of life for you. And Spirit says they're lifting you up into the light, and it's time for you to accept what's being handed to you. It's like they have it dangling a carrot in front of your face and you don't see it. Okay?
Okay.
And Spirit is saying, this is for you. This is for you. And they want you to open your heart and accept what's being offered at this time to you. And you're being pulled in two different directions, and there's no right or wrong way, except that if you don't accept what's being offered to you, I would say that would be your only wrong idea in your life. But I feel this is your time to shine and accept the gifts of Spirit in your life. So God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless you too. Carlos always brought me pastries from Porto, this Cuban place. All that, he always would bring me food and stuff. Always.
Oh, how nice. How nice. Well, now maybe he'll send you angel mints.
Angel mints? Yeah, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Now he'll be sending you angel mints. You'll see. You'll see. Oh, too funny.
Thank you so
much. Well, have
much.
A wonderful, wonderful day, Diana.
You too. Very blessings, and enjoy your weekend. You do so much, and I friended you on Facebook, so.
Oh, good. I have to get on there. I haven't been accepting people on there only. Well, I've been spending a lot of time with people crossing over lately.
No, it was very pretty, your messages and stuff that you have on Facebook. I really enjoy looking at your page, and it's very uplifting.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. Well, you enjoy your day, dear.
Okay, blessing.
Blessings to you. Our next caller is area code 973. Hello, area code 973. How are you?
Hello, Reverend Debbie. This is Isabel. How are you?
Wonderful. Wonderful. Were your ears burning? I was thinking of you all morning.
No, they were not. I mean, yes. I wasn't conscious of it, but I'm grateful for your thoughts.
I was sitting in last night. Yes, thank you. And last
night, I don't know why I keep making
that
mistake.
Room.
Oh, thank you. I so appreciate
room.
Your prayers.
Oh, no problem. And I thought, oh, I gotta call you. We need to play. There's something special I want to do with you. And
okay.
So I'll get you called today or tomorrow whenever you have some time.
Yeah, and, anytime.
Okay, good. Good. I was hoping you'd say that.
Yeah, you have myself 24/7 available always.
Okay, all right, good. Good. Well, you know, as I open the door to Spirit, they're showing me legal contracts with you. I feel like you're going through a lot of changes, have to do with your business.
Yeah.
Okay. And also, there's going to be some surprise money, and I don't mean stimulus money. There's going to be some extra money that comes your way, and it's going to help you to start building for your future. I don't know if you're building a home or what, but there's going to be money there to build for your future.
Okay.
Okay. And Spirit says there's a lot of major changes right now going on for you, but there's a lot of wonderful big surprises. That the angels are putting all the craziness to an end, putting it behind you, far away from you. It's not your stuff. And they're wanting you to accept the gifts being offered at this time and to shine, shine, shine. They're saying it's time to shine, shine, shine. And I feel as you open up, it's going to get easier and easier for you. That you won't have to be second-guessing yourself. Okay?
Wonderful. So I get from the message that you're telling me that the legal contracts, they're going to be favorable, not harmful to me?
No, not harmful. I feel that this is a very positive change, and you're going to know that God had his hand in it as they put things together in new order. You're going to know that there was divine intervention.
Wow.
And
thank God.
Spirit says long overdue. Long overdue. Long overdue.
Thank you so much, Reverend Debbie. I so appreciate everything you do for all of us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm so glad to have you in my life. And you know, we all forget to expect the miracles in our life, you know, but there's so much love around you. And this morning when I was sitting in my healing room with the angels, I was just so engulfed in all the love that you give to so many people. And I thought, you know, she's so wonderful. And I thought, I got to call her. There's something extra I want to do with her for fun.
Thank you.
So it's good to hear you here on the show. And Spirit says, you know, accept what's being offered at this time, and it's going to be a win-win situation for you. It really is. So God bless you so much, Reverend. God bless you. My pleasure. My pleasure. Have a blessed day, dear.
You too.
Thanks. Our next caller is area code 775. Hello, caller 775. What's your name?
How are you doing today?
Great.
Linnell from Tahoe. I love our contact. I do. I'm still thinking of a couple of weeks ago when you gave me the word of loyalty and how many different ways that word comes into my life. That was huge. And then yesterday with Jimmy's show, that was good as well, or the day before.
Tuesday.
Yeah. And today I just had this pounding headache, and I'm assuming that it's still ascension stuff, but my goodness, it's making me shift my whole day. So.
Well, and you need to get out of your head, too. I can feel the pain all the way in your neck.
Oh, it is. Well, that's where it starts from. And then I try to
from
release
your back.
It. And, yeah, it's like I try to release it up and it doesn't go up. And I try to release it through my hands and it doesn't come out of my hands. And I try to release it through my grounding cord and it doesn't really ever make it there.
You and feel crooked. Kind
of, yeah.
Do your feet line up or are you crooked?
Yeah, I'm getting more lined up. I've been crooked. For a long time.
That's what's creating the pain is you're crooked.
I'm wondering how to get it lined up.
Well, let me see if I can help you.
Super pounding today.
Help you. I know. I can feel it.
Just amazing.
When I tap into people, I feel what they're feeling. Thank you for sharing.
Sorry about that.
Thank you so much.
I told you what it was first, though.
You warned me. Okay, we got to get you adjusted. This is crazy. This is an easy fix.
This is an easy fix.
And it's the middle of your back, too.
Yeah.
Even though I feel it in the top.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like it got hit and it shifted everything.
Let me crack my legs and then it should shift out of your body. Oh, there it goes. Now you better drink a lot of water today so it'll flush out.
I will. I've been super thirsty today. I keep drinking it as well. So
good. Good. And it'll help flush this out.
I'm going to take a bath, too. I'm just going
to stay in the water. I just got it to go out of my body, what I felt from you. So I hope it's going out of your body. It should. And let's see if you're crooked still. Still a little bit crooked. I'll keep working on you, okay?
Yeah.
A little Tahoe girl. I'll keep working on you.
I'd love to have you come and do a retreat here. Wouldn't that be nice?
Wouldn't that be nice? That would be
maybe
wonderful.
Maybe you're the first one I'm supposed to have here.
Maybe. That would be wonderful.
My dog.
That would be
like
very nice.
Like animals, I don't know. Stop, you guys.
Well, I feel that you're also releasing a lot of emotions that you might not be aware of, clearing the way from the past. And Spirit said you have a very good friend that's always there through thick and thin in your life. And I feel they're opening up new doorways for you and helping you to see things more clearly. So let's just surrender this. Give it to the angels. Release it. And we'll just surrender it to the unconditional love that the universe has flowing through you, to you, from you, so that you'll let down the barriers. Surrender your heart, surrender those unloving thoughts about yourself, because that headache just had you crinkled and you're not seeing things clearly. Allow yourself to receive, because you're always enough, and I feel that this door is opening up for you to receive. Still shifting. You're still shifting. How do you feel? Are you still hurting, or is it let up?
It feels like I'm holding a cry back that's going to, like, come out.
I know, because you're not letting go.
Okay.
You're not letting it go.
Being okay with not knowing what I'm letting go. Yeah, I just let it all go.
Just emotions. Sometimes we hold on to old emotions, and you didn't need them then, and you certainly don't need them now, you know?
Right.
And I feel you need to just let it go.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, let it go, let it go.
Yeah, yeah.
God bless you.
Young children. Thank you so much. And I love your
show.
You're
welcome, dear. Water, water, water is your best friend today, okay?
Okay.
All right. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
You're welcome. And our next caller is area code 917. Hello, 917. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Reverend Debbie. This is Jill in New York City. So nice
to
talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
Thank you. You know, it's been very interesting because some of the things that the callers have asked today, I didn't realize that you could, like, help relieve physical pain. And I don't know. It's like sort of opened up the world to all the things that you can do. And I'm constantly amazed. So thank you.
Thank you.
I love listening to your show.
Thank you. It's not me. It's those little magical angels and ascended masters that do all this stuff. I'm only the straw.
I know you say that. I know, but you still nurture yourself so that you can bring the messages. So it is you. You have to give yourself credit.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks. So let me see. Did you have a question? Do you want me just to give you what Spirit has for you?
Sure. I could go with a question today. I would love to know, like, I'm working on what's holding me back from love, and I keep hearing different perspectives. Like, I've heard, like, ancestral lineage and these sorts of things, and I'm curious what Spirit would have to say about it right now.
Well, I feel what's holding it back is the past. And, karmically, the door is sitting in front of you, and I feel June and July, Spirit is showing you there's something you're clearing from a past life with someone. And when that clears, you're going to open up to love. There is somebody that's standing at a doorway ready to come into your life. They're really, really close. And I just see your cup overflowing. And this person's, like, ready to run through that door. They're, like, so excited to have you in their life. They're, like, just going to pounce on you and embrace you.
Well, that's exciting.
I know.
Well,
and Spirit
saying,
you'll be glad. You won't be disappointed at somebody you would want to embrace. So that's always good, too.
Fantastic. So you're getting past life.
Yeah.
Okay. I am.
Interesting.
So this is helping your soul journey. This is helping you move to a whole nother level of understanding. And I think part of that is what we've been going through with this virus and all, so people would have this time alone to work on ourselves, you know, and embrace it and move forward. I really do. And Spirit wants you to.
Go ahead.
Spirit wants you to be open to receive the message. Be open. You know, it's not always what we have to do to make it happen. It's about being open to receive it when it comes. Like, you know, it can come in a dream. It can be when we're sitting in meditation and they start showing us the story of where we were. I know once for 3 months I would dream about spiders, and I was waking myself every night because there'd be this big old spider swinging over my bed, I thought, and I'd wake myself up and turn the light on and there'd be nothing, you know, and I was seeing tree spiders, and here it was a past life when I was Native American, and I would go and teach children about all these little animals, you know, and going in caves and stuff. And at the end of that 3 months, I completed opening up so that I can move forward into what I'm doing now, you know, doing my physical work and stuff. And, but I mean, for 3 months, I'll be waking myself up, torturing myself with spiders because I thought they were going to fall on me like they were swinging over my bed. Because there was a lot of pine trees and oak trees, so I thought they were from there, you know.
Right.
Yeah,
I definitely agree and understand what you are saying, because this process has allowed me to delve deeper into the things that I've heard about before and work on them. I've released some past lives, like as a nun, a lot of them, you know, these things.
Yep.
So it's interesting that there's another one, because I, you know, okay, great. So that's, I will continue to figure out what this is. So thank you so
much. It's going to be shown to you. It's going to be shown to you. It's right in front of you. So,
okay, great.
And part of that is our initiation sometimes as we open up to these things, you know. So that's your initiation. So,
yeah.
So, yeah.
Well,
I'm so excited for you.
Thank you. You're fantastic.
Thank you. You have a great day.
I'm definitely going to do a private. Yes, have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, well, thank you all so much for joining us today. I can't believe an hour is already passing us by. My number is 727-433-3896, or you can go to Facebook to Wings of Grace Spiritual Center Church, or you can go to spiritualdeb@gmail.com. And I hope all of you just have a fabulous week as we're moving forward into June, another wonderful month. And may all of you be blessed. And make sure you take your angels with you this week wherever you go. So God bless you, and thank you for joining me today. Bye.
Become a Goldilocks Productions VIP patron.
Receive exclusive access to live stream special and other epic perks. Join the Goldilocks Productions VIP community today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.